In June, the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York, celebrated the opening of its first gallery dedicated to modern and contemporary art, the Fibus and Schmidt Gallery, with 40 works drawn from the collection donated by Werner Fibus and the late James Schmidt in 2016. Coinciding with the opening of the new Fibus and Schmidt Gallery, the Hyde features two exhibitions devoted to the printed work of Ellsworth Kelly, widely recognized as one of the most important American artists of the last 50 years. Ellsworth Kelly redefined abstract art through his bold paintings, sculpture, prints, and drawing. Here to tell us more about all of the cool things going on at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, we welcome Interim Director Ann Sale. Ann, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Happy to be here. Wonderful to have you back on this program. And museum educator Jenny Hutchinson joins us as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is an exhibit, Ellsworth Kelly, that's been up since June and late June, and it ends September 17th. And I don't know if you, ladies and gentlemen, have noticed, but time is fleeting. So if you want to get there, last call. So
absolutely.
Where did the summer go? My goodness. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is how did you become interim director and how long will that be the case?
Well, I became interim director when Erin Coe, the former director.
Our dear friend, yes.
Yes, she's an amazing person who had significant contributions to the life of the Hyde for 17 years.
Yes.
She has taken a position with Penn State University at their museum. And so I had been working with the Hyde as a consultant on governance and management issues, just supporting them in that for the last year. And once Erin decided that she was leaving, they selected me to be their interim. So I'm thrilled. It's a dream job.
So the search is on for someone new?
Yes, yes. The search is on for someone new. And I have committed to be at the Hyde as their interim director for as long as that search takes, which I understand in the museum world can take a while, up to a year to 18 months.
And that's a wonderful position for both parties, I would assume. It gives them the time to do the work they need to do. And then they don't have to worry about the day-to-day because you're taking care of it and you're enjoying what you do.
That's exactly right. The search for a new director is probably one of the most important jobs the board has at the moment.
Excellent. So then while all of this is going on, you have a new gallery and you have a cool exhibit. And so let us talk about that, of what brings you, of how did this gallery come about? Who would like to address that?
Sure.
So
Jenny, you're up.
Yeah, I'm up. So Werner Fibus and Jim Schmidt had this amazing modern and contemporary collection. And after Jim's passing, Werner began to think about the legacy of that collection. And it could have been piecemealed, and any museum in nationwide would have loved to have pieces from this collection, and instead it came to Glens Falls and found a home at the Hyde Collection. It's a $10 million donation worth of artworks, and Werner Fibus contributed a leadership gift of $1 million as well.
Wow. And am I right on this, or am I making this up? Which my understanding of the story was at some point we didn't really know that this collection even existed. Is that true?
Yes, that is somewhat true, because this collection was in their home and in their architectural firm and in their studios. So Werner and Jim lived among these artworks. They knew these artists. They have very personal and nostalgic stories as to why they collected these artworks. And it wasn't just part of the home. It was part of their life together.
Mm. And that is it's fascinating. And also, from my knowledge of this collection, is that it is wide-ranging and fairly stunning.
Yes, wide-ranging. We only have 40 works of the 160 artworks that could or will eventually come to the Hyde Collection.
Right.
That's what's on view right now. And we have artworks that span across the 20th century, though it does focus on kind of post-war artworks. And we have everything from abstract expressionism to op art to minimal art to conceptual.
So let me ask this question, and I don't mean it to be a trick question or a difficult question, but is there, it strikes me, knowing the Hyde the way I do, which is, I've had a long familiarity with it, and it's been my local museum for decades, is that you look at a collection like this that is so wide-ranging, it shows the breadth of the museum and how pretty much anything worthy can fit into your mission. It shows just how beautiful that it's seamless. You can have the oldest and the newest together, and that works in your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's Charlotte Hyde's vision. That's her educational legacy, is that she gifted her historic home, and we have nearly four centuries of artwork represented. And we open our doors to the community. Accessibility and community are extremely important to us, and being able to share those iconic centuries of artwork with our visitors is important.
Right. Well, Mrs. Hyde, her mission and her desire was really to make all of the community, able to experience the art that she collected. And I, like you, have been a lover of the Hyde for a lifetime.
Right.
I mean, it's a wonderful jewel in our community. So we are, and one of the things that Jenny's working on and doing a very good job is bringing the community into the Hyde, because I don't know how much people are aware of all of the jewels that we have there. And it's always changing. We're always bringing new exhibits in. And so it's definitely worth the visit. And people do come from far and wide. We have 30,000 visitors a year. And we anticipate that 8,000 more people will be coming because of the new gallery.
The new gallery is gorgeous, but again, seamlessly fits into the rest. But boy, the house itself is just incredible, isn't it?
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your education, in your work in education of those of us who are visiting the museum, what do you think it is important for people to know of taking in the collection as a whole?
I think it's really important that people feel welcome. They feel able to enjoy the artworks, to connect to the artworks. And it's my hope that every single person leaves the museum feeling like they had an experience. And, and maybe all you experience is that maybe you didn't quite enjoy the modern and contemporary artwork as much as I did. But we have a conversation about that. Okay. Like, what about those kind of principles was off-putting for you? And how does that relate to the historic home and some of the historic pieces that we see there? Because there's a timeline to art history. One movement, one artist influences another throughout the centuries. Artwork and art movements and artists don't just pop out of anywhere. There's a legacy and a history to how it evolved.
So let's talk in our final moments about Ellsworth Kelly and this incredible exhibit. This has been up since late June, and as I mentioned, last call, so through September 17th. How has it been going? And tell us a little bit about the exhibit itself.
It's been going extremely well. We have some great programs in which we're hoping to break down some of those barriers. Because Ellsworth Kelly, as iconic as he is, it can be challenging to a lot of visitors. Why one shape? Why one color? Why so many printed works? And our programs really seek to break down some of those barriers. So, for example, coming up on the 24th, sponsored by Skidmore College, and we're hosting Curve Effect. And we have choreographers Deborah Fernandez and Jason Olberg. They're going to be doing a performance that's interpreting the Ellsworth Kelly works. And it's those slow curves and those shapes that we're going to see reproduced through movement. And our audience is going to be able to experience that.
That's fascinating.
And the wonderful thing is that we have programs for all ages.
Yes.
And we have some amazing, just wonderful programs for young children, because really, when you think about it, if we can instill the love of art in young children, that's a gift for a lifetime.
Yeah. Your family days are awesome. I bring my nieces and nephews there.
Thank you.
You just spend hours there. That's a blast.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, really fun. Well, it is. I'm no secret here. I'm a huge fan of the museum, and I love all of the beautiful work that you're doing. And congratulations on the new gallery and this new chapter that you're entering into. You can find out more information by going to hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org for more information. Ellsworth Kelly Slow Curve runs through September 17th. And again, HydeCollection.org for information on all of the programs that Jenny and Ann mentioned, and many, much, much more on the website as well. Interim Director Ann Sale, Museum Educator Jenny Hutchinson, I thank you both for joining us this morning. A delight to have you here, and have a great remainder of the summer.
Thank you. We hope to see you at the Hyde.
Indeed. A pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.